Torah on Mishpatim, page Ayin Hey. Let's go for a few minutes. Okay, well, it's the middle of the second column. It's the middle of the paragraph of the second column. He says, okay, the Zera Adam Zera Behema, feeling of Elokus, not feeling of Elokus. Meshe Rabbeinu is the level that's Mamshech Das, feeling of Elokus into the Neshamas of Zera Behema. Like he said, V'nosati Eisa B'satchel V'amtecha. And he says, even the Malachim that have this limited understanding of Hashem are also called Zera Behema, because their understanding of Elokus is only in the level of Malchus. That's the level of their understanding of Hashem. But in the essence of Hashem, they have no connection at all. Okay, so he says, okay, let's go in the bottom paragraph. We'll skip a few lines here. Vine b'yetzer, in the bracha yetzer, or before Shema, we say, kulim ke'echad einim be'ima, and they say, kaddish, kulim ke'echad dafka. By the Malachim, when they scream Kaddish, and they say the Malachim get the level of Das, Dr. Rebbe just said before, by the Malachim saying Kaddish, that's when they get the level of Das. So, but they have to say it together. Kulam ke'echad, einim be'imim. All together they do it. Rashi calls it Bizayah. He says, Dolimekat shalele elo. The Malachim cannot sanctify the name of Hashem lemailo, Ad Yisro Mekachele L'Satim. Until the Yidden sanctify Hashem's name down here, the Mekachim Le'Kula Ke'echad, where the Malachim and the Neshamas do it at the same time. So Kulam Ke'echad doesn't only mean the Malachim themselves. The Zohar says the Malachim cannot scream Kaddish until the Yidden scream Kaddish. And he says that the three Gimel Eilim Ha'yad, which are called the level of Behemo, Ulasham Mamshich and Mechina Sadas. In other words, the three Kodesh that the Malachim say is Asiya, Yitzira, and Bria. Atzilis is godliness, that's the level of Das. The Malachim are in the world of Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. So they say the three Kodesh is for the three different worlds. And the Mamshich Das from Atzilis, even into the Malachim.
But they descend down instead of going up.
Well, it's up and down. No, it's going up. Okay, but it's going up. Hine Gimel Amis B'Yad, the three worlds of Bri, Yitzir, and Asiya are the level of Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. Thought, speech, and action. Briya is thought, Yitzir is speech, Asiya is action. Ki Yisrael, all of Machshava. And he says, Af HaNeshamas Shenikru Zera Behemo, even Neshamas of Yidden that are called Zera Behema, that don't have this feeling of godliness, Hemachinus Machshava, come from the word of Olam Abriya. Meaning like this, let me explain. It says the expression Yisrael Olu B'Machshava. The Alter Rebbe quotes in the second parak of Tanya. The Yidden originate in a Ha Olu B'Machshava, means they go up in the level of Machshava.
Right.
Machshava is the world of Bria. By Malachim it says, they come from Dvar Hashem V'ruach Piv. Malachim were created through speech. Malachim are in the world of Yitzira, generally speaking. There are a few exceptional Malachim up there in Bria, like the guys, you know, Michal, Gabriel, those guys. But normal Malachim are in the world of Yitzira. Yidden, though, come from the level of Machshava, which is the world of Bria. Vashenkin and Malachim come from the Dvar Hashem V'ruach Piv, which is the world of Yitzira. Therefore, in order to bring down Elokus into Yetzira, it first got to come into Bria. What are you doing? By being Das, you bring the level of Atzilus into Bria, Yetzir, Nasiya, into Zera Behema. So the Malachim, which are primarily in the world of Yetzira, cannot bring down Atzilus into Yetzira without first going through Bria. So first the Yidden have to do Kaddish to bring down that level of Das from Atzilus into Bria. Then it can come from Bria into Yitzir, into the world of Malachim. The Kachin Yechelu Malachim Leimer Kaddish. Baham Shech Gili Adas Aleihem. Therefore, they're not able to bring that level of Das into the Malachim. Atche Yemer Yisrael Tchilo, until the Yidden say Kaddish. Because I'm Shocha Kasarach Liyas Kaseder. It has to be the normal pattern. First Machshava, then Dibor, then Maisa. First Bria, Yitzir, and Nasiya. Shiyom Shabar Machshava, Machshava, Nimshach Ledibor. You can't bring something down into speech before it comes into thought. He says, of course, a lot of people speak without thinking. But in order to speak, you have to think the formation of the letters. You can't speak with, you can't have speech without thought, because otherwise, how are you going to say the letters? That's why we kids, they are willing to make sounds. They can't form the letters. So first you need machshava, and then you need dibur. The same thing, in order to bring down kedusha of atzilus into yitzir, it first has to go through bria. So first the yidden have to do it, the zera behema yidden, and then it comes into zera the malachim. But now he says the second thing. Why? So l'chayde kulam ke'echad means the Yidden and the Malachim need each other to say Kaddish.
So,
yeah, but the Malachim need the Jews, we know, because again, you have to go into Bria and then you see that. But why do the Jews need the Malachim? So he says, Omnam gam Yisrael yev shalem kayet lemir Kaddish. Why? Yes, of course, Yidden originate in thought. But down here, they're in a body. Down here, they're lower than the Malachim. So a neshama in a body, which is Asiya, which is lower than the Malachim of Yitzira, Ach mitzad is sabshusim beguf. Which are the world of Yitzira. Therefore, Hem Tzirich Mekabel Dasai De Amalochim, Kederach Ham Shachof in the level of Dibur, Lebchinas Amaisa. So he says that's why they need each other. In other words, in the Shama, the Yidden screaming Kaddish, they bring it down from Bria into Yitzira. But in order to bring it down to the Neshama in the Gulf, then we need the Malochim.
When 10 Jews are together,
the
Malach
plots.
Is it the neshama of 10 Jews or the goof of 10 Jews?
Body. But even Altrev, Wednesday night, you just learned at the end of Perek Yud Aleph and Tanya that even the Rosh of Aralai has the Shechinah hovers over him. And that's how the Altrev says. And therefore, Kol Be'asar Shechinah Shaya. The Shechina rests on every 10 Jews, even the bodies of 10 Jews. Obviously, there's neshama. Not 10 dead bodies of Jews. The bodies that have a neshama.
I thought it was tzaddikim, tzaddik v'ra'ala, v'rasha v'tokim. This is rasha v'ra'ala.
Well, you want me to start teaching the beginning of Tanya? There's tzaddik v'tevle, tzaddik v'ra'ala, there's rasha v'tevle, there's rasha v'ra'ala, y'beinani. It's a gemara in brachas.
Chodesh tov, chodesh tov.